Now, they are basing their facts on a few things, and one of the things that they are basing their facts on is this. The scripture says that Jesus died for the world. So their conclusive extension of argument, the extension of their argument is this. If Jesus died for the world, then he died for, are you getting the point? He died for even the person that bombed people yesterday, the person that killed people yesterday, the person that fornicated, the person, you know, if you don't look like you can do that kind of thing. Who will I use now? Let's assume it's manpower. Manpower, my man. Let's assume manpower is found on top of a woman. And then the person now shoots him and he dies. So some people said that if they shoot him, he will move straight to heaven. That's by the way. So first class ticket. So that's by the way. And then let's assume, you know, I was somewhere. There is a burial I was coming from. Yesterday I was there. And when I was there, one man was talking, and I was quiet. I was listening. Okay, I was with Timothy. So one woman now told the man, you have to be born again. You need to go to heaven. He said, what am I going to heaven to do? I'm not telling you they told me. Why are you doing your face like this? I like the man, self. You know why I like the man? He said his own open. So that we know. There are people not saying it, but they are living worse than it. So he says that this kind of life, so the gospel of universalism gathers self-righteous people, gathers people that is all kinds of people, gathers them together, and then summarizes. Now, the reason why they are saying that is that they don't want to suffer. They cannot deny the possibilities of an eternal judgment because it is obvious with what is happening. If you have lived for 40 years on this earth, you will know that there is a possibility of judgment coming on a man. You would have lived long enough to see some things happen to some certain people for living in a wrong way. Are you with me? You didn't even need to die to see it. Is it not true? So several of these people checking a lot of things. They don't want to go to hell. They don't, but they don't also want to follow. So all of them say, since Jesus have died for the world, even if you are an armed robber, now unrepented, unsaved, no problem. Are you getting it? God is your father. If you are anybody, what do you think is the worst thing to do? Even that greatest herbalist in your village that has given people charm. I was watching one small video on internet one day. They saw one woman that is looking poor and wretched. She was carrying small things. Guess what they are? Huh? Enyule kon, imifewe enyule, on 2020 naira. Let me tell you what is enyule. It's elephantiasis. It can be bought for 15 naira. Oh, you are not aware? You are not aware? No, it has increased price. It's no more 20 naira, it's 50 now. Huh? It can be bought. You will start curing your. Some people might not succeed. They will cut that leg. It took 50 naira to buy wickedness. And somebody will do that, you know, and you say, God is the father of the whole world, that is fathering that one too. God must be unjust. I need to show you something. It is against universal justice for God to operate like that. It is such a great matter for God to stand on the premise of justice, judgment, and righteousness, such that even in the context of bringing salvation to humanity, he still has to be just in saving you. Now, listen. The scripture said, for God so loved the world that he did not bother about your sin. Is it what he said? The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave. In that context of giving, the given is a matter of Jesus dying. Is it not true? Now, I thought the Bible said, now, two things. This, for God so loved the world. several people has, that's not where I'm going. Several people has interpreted it as meaning. If I ask you to, and several people here, to say what this thing means, you will say, how, look at how much God loved the world. Is it not what you think? Is it not what you think? That God loved this world so much. That was wrong interpretation. And some of us carry this interpretation for long. No, this for is a conjunction. It is not an adjective. It is a conjunction. It's just English. And many times, this simple thing now makes the whole difference. You know, don't come and say English is not important. It's important. There was an argument that was made in the book of Galatians chapter 3. And the argument was predicated on one character. Just the word S. Are you getting what I'm saying? Okay, we did it in Bible study. For the benefit of the people that were not there, show us Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Galatians, open it in your Bible so you can read the letter. Watch. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Now look at what the scripture said. Now to Abraham and... Are you with me?
Yes,
the scripture said, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
the argument is just on the word S. Only. So you see that the factor of the choice of word, the choice of words, the choice of character is even important in the expression of God's burden. In doctrine, the word S is very important. Now, let's go back. You can go and study this place well. Let's go back to that John chapter 3, verse 16. Okay, good. Now, this word for here is not an amplifier. Maybe I'm wrong, but adjective is supposed to amplify. Is it not true? Is it not true? So this for now is not serving as an adjective. It is serving as a conjunction. And for us to properly understand the purpose of the for, we might have to read some more verses. What is it not true? So he's trying to connect a previous thought. Let's probably see from... Go to 13. Good. And no man had ascended to heaven, but he that came from heaven, even the Son. Oh my God. This, I just started seeing John chapter 3. I thought I knew John chapter 3 since, because we used to quote it. You don't know what you're saying. Believe me. That he that is born of the water and spirit, and the water of spirit, is born of, if you are not born, when you see the kingdom, you don't know what you are. Go back and read this John chapter 3. You'll be shocked. Should I even tell you? Huh? This John chapter 3, including John chapter 3 verse 16, is not speaking about love. It's speaking about righteousness. In fact, you cannot properly interpret John chapter 3 verse 16 if you don't know the righteousness of God. The foundation of the this letter, this document, this report, this witness here, is not the love of God as you think. It is actually the righteousness of God. It is people that extended the meaning of John chapter 3 verse 16. In fact, many people, when they read it, what they read it is as, for God so loved the world. Imagine the extent of God's love. It's not true. This scripture is saying there is judgment on there is damnation for a man that doesn't believe. And because there is no other way to help you, are you getting what I'm saying? God have to give his son. It is because the world is judged with the people and everything inside that God have to extend his love, because he loved the world now, but that's, I will see, show you where I'm going. Where I'm going is that even though God loved you, loved the people in the world, loved the world, he cannot manifest his love to you outside of his foundation of righteousness, his foundation of justice. Are you getting it? So, God loved you, but you sinned. He will have to make available his love to you based on the path. He has to be righteous in his loving you. So God can, are you seeing how serious it is? So even though God loved man, for him to righteously love man, provide the blessings of love to man, what God did was that he has to send his son to die. If not, he can't properly love you. So let's continue. And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Next verse. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Next verse. That whosoever believeth in him should not what? But what? Okay, let's read 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what?
Perish.
Remember, this is not the first perish that was mentioned. The first one was in 15. So he's telling you the reason why God loved the world is so that you will not what? Perish. And the proof of the love of God is that he what? Gave his son. So that when he gives his son, he will cater for the injustice that can come up from releasing his love for you without you paying for what the damage you caused. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Are you getting it? And the wages of sin is what? Death. So because you sin, might not be your own, because the scripture said, even them that did not sin after the similitude of Adam, they were still counted under the penalty of that sin, the consequences. Even if you did not sin, you sin after, there are sins that is your own. But the sin that God is judging you from is that original sin that gave you a nature of Satan. He said, even them that did not sin under that similitude, they still had the impact. They were under the government of the law. They were under the power of sin. Are you getting the point? So, somebody have to pay for you now. So God loved you, but if he just said, I love Sapi, oh yeah, you are free, he will be unjust. Are you getting it? To prove that he loved you, because any man that doesn't believe perishes. What he did is that he gave his son. Maybe let's read one or two more scriptures to help you. Next verse, quickly. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might what? Be saved. Follow. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is what? Condemned already. Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Can we add one more verse? Let me see. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men what? Because what? Their deeds were evil. Can we add one more verse? Let me see. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be what? Should be what? Reproved. So there are several things that is happening here. So it means that the Bible said that the throne of God is established upon what? Righteousness and what? The throne of God is established upon righteousness and justice. Yes. The same throne that the Bible told you in the book of Hebrews. Say, come to the throne of grace so that you might receive mercy and help in the time of need. The same throne. There, God doesn't have several thrones. It's one. The same throne. They are telling you that it is established upon righteousness and justice. Huh? If you see the mercy seat, you might have seen some of the drawn pictures. If you see the mercy seat, there are two cherubims that is over covering it. Two cherubims. The one is standing here, the other standing here, and their wings overlap. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. One wing of the cherubim that is coming on the mercy seat depicts the justice of God. The other wing of the cherubim coming upon the mercy seat depicts the justice or judgment. One mercy, one judgment. That is the balance of God's righteousness. Are you with me? If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
I think I've taught this before, that the justice system of God is made up of his mercy and his judgment. And I taught it critically here, that several times for God to show you mercy, he has to judge somebody. For God to judge somebody, many times it means that he's showing somebody mercy. The mercy that God extended to you fundamentally in bringing you to the faith was a judgment on sin, Satan. Is it not true? God needed to judge sin and Satan for you to receive mercy. If not, it is not possible. That means, beyond the fact that God is your father, God is also the God of the whole world and the King of the universe. He holds the balance of justice to make sure that you don't even oppress your neighbor that is not born again. That is how God is jealous for justice. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it means that just because I'm born again, should I be living anywhere I want? No. The scripture said in the book of Romans, is it Romans? That don't think you will be free, considering the fact that the people that committed this kind of sins before, that God judged them. Just because you are born again, this is not liberty to continue to live the same way that they lived. Are you getting what I'm saying? Consider them. Consider them. Huh? So, let's assume you are not born again. You are now born again. Spoke in tongues. And you now stole. How has being born again nullified the fact that you stole something that is not your own? Are you getting what I'm saying? Follow me now. Follow me. The justice of God have to be met. And in several cases, if there is repentance, the blood of Jesus have to go to clash. Because judgment is coming as a result of what you did. Are you getting the point? It will take the blood of Jesus to speak for you in that context. Assuming that when the Spirit of God called for repentance in your heart, you fell flat before God. As of that moment, there is an activation of a higher law that begins to speak mercy over your life. Watch. That means that God holds justice, not just for believers. He holds in the whole earth. He is holding everything in balance. Listen to me. This is what Satan understands. And when he found out that he cannot stop God's agenda for the believer directly, you know what he did? The scripture called him the accuser of who? Not unbelievers. The accuser. That means Satan is gathering information, hoping for opportunity. Now, of course, he doesn't have that opportunity, except you allow him anyway. But generally, he doesn't have that opportunity. Meanwhile, Satan is versed in the laws, several laws of the universe, how to manipulate your life to make you come to a point where he can be, you can give him a foothold. Follow me now. These things I'm saying is scripture. I just want to say one thing only, and then I'll go to my teaching today. Listen to me. Satan many times will not come and take your life over in a moment. Are you getting what I'm saying? All he's looking for is what? A foothold. And that is why the scripture said, give no place to the devil. All he needs is one place. Have you seen where they close the door? They close the door like this. They make sure no sir. And your mother will now say, what did you do? You want to beat you or your elder brother? And what to beat you? You now enter the door and close it. And when they push the door, they cannot open it. They now change their voice. I say, oh, nah, me pay no way if I'm me. How many of you understand what is about to happen? Just open the door. I will not do anything to you. Let's talk it over. Let's talk it over. In fact, have you served this food for him? And when they talk to you, just open it small. Just open the door small. Let me talk to you through the door. It's not just open the door. Don't open it big. Just open it small.
Are you sure? You promise me you will not beat me. Say, I will not touch you. I will not touch you. Hmm? Just open it small. Let me talk to you. Let me, and then mumu you. That's what Satan does to you. You now open small, just small. As soon as you open small, the person put leg. You say you will not beat me. Boom. For stressing her. For stressing Satan. For stressing the person before you open the door, you look like you have done it. For stressing the person, you flog him for what he did. And for the stress it cost you. That thing is called what? Foothold. Say after me, foothold. He did not enter boom. You just opened small door for him. He now put his leg. Before you know what is happening, he has entered the house. And that is how Satan functions. So that is why we teach every day. So that you will understand that you can ignorantly give a foothold to Satan. Especially as this is, many of us is given to intercession, prayer, standing in the gap, raising the banner of the priestly ministry. There are several ways you need to live. Because according to the scripture we read in the book of James chapter 5, he said the effectual fervent prayer of what? That means the righteous man here, listen, considering the fact that Elijah was used as an example, the righteous man here is beyond the righteousness of the nature. It is more so the righteousness of his living. So the man has lived in such a way that his prayer has weight in the spirit. And it is an incontestable argument before the courts of heaven. If you're an intercessor, you should know that you also operate as a lawyer. And there are arguments that you are presenting there. Several times God will come and say, plead with me. That is a legal language. Am I not correct? You are plead like you are pleading a case. Something happened in the scripture. When the Israelites were coming down from the land of Egypt and they were moving into Canaan, they were an unquenchable host. Anything that stands before them, they crush them. They were taking the lands that is before them, winning them one after another. Their fame was going far and near. Suddenly, a nation sought for wisdom. They sought for dark wisdom. The name of that nation is Gibeon. How many of you have heard of Gibeon? What they did is that they sent emissaries and they wore clothes that is tattered and several things and met the children of Israel. And when they came there, they offered them drink, offered them some food, and they ate. When they ate, they made covenant with them that nothing will happen with them. Only for the children of Israel to move little. And find out that the people that came and made covenant with them is just their neighbors. And when they wanted to fight them, because God gave them the land, when they wanted to fight them, say, no, 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 you have made covenant with these people. In fact, the Bible said in the book of, I think, 1st or 2nd Samuel, that Saul went and killed them and God caused famine in the land. Listen, imagine if, I'm not saying there is election in Nigeria, but imagine if there is election in Nigeria. Just imagine it. Are you with me? I'm not saying there is election in Nigeria, but imagine if there is election in Nigeria and somebody give you 15 naira salt, you collect it. Gave you 20 naira maggi, you what? Collected. Gave you 2 packs of super pack noodles, you collected. Follow me now. Huh? Are you with me? Gave you 6 cups of rice. All this thing, a very hungry man can finish all of them in one sitting. Watch. When they now finish, they now gave you 1 tuber of yam. They now brought plastic plate with their logo on it. Pa, gave you cap. Took your PVC, copy your number. Follow me now. And then after some time, something happened, and the person now entered and became maybe your governor. Follow me. And then things are not going right. Even the person is even
persecuting Christians, shutting down many things. You now rose and said, arise and judge for us. Save your church. Save your church. Save what? God is a just God. What you don't know is that it's not 10,000 you collected. The day you are collecting 10,000, you are not before a man. You are before a court in the spirit. People are not intelligent. You just gave Satan foothold. Several of the money people collected are not brought from the bank. They are brought from houses. This, just take this information free of charge. Not normal houses. Houses that several high-ranking occultic, demonic, and witchcraft activities have taken place. They have cooked the money for 3 years in that house. When you are collecting it, they have made incantations. Everybody that collected this money is exchanging the authority to intercede or cry out for delivery in the next 4 years. You collected 20,000, put it in your pocket, finished it in 2 days, came out and said, God save us! The angel that they sent to save the state or the nation, we want to slap you for your carelessness and foolishness. People are not wise. And this thing cuts across everywhere. It's in your Bible. Are you getting what I'm saying? For you to make progress in this, you have to tie your throat. I've not seen any man that succeeded without tying his throat. The first sin of man who getting on to eat. When Jesus appeared on the scene, guess what? They said, turn these stones to bread. You know what it means? Stones are for construction. Stones are for building. Are you getting the point? When a man exchanges the power of building something heavy for his life, for his family, for the land, for the nation, for the territory, exchanges it for a morsel of bread, that is called spiritual profanity. Profanity is exceeding things that have higher reward and possibilities, especially in the spiritual context, for something that can gratify you for the moment. So somebody like Esau came out and said, what is birthright? What is my right? And I couldn't matter half of him for and I say 12 vote. They got him 10,000. That man is a profane man. What to a nation, what to a people where several of them are profane, they don't know their worth in the spirit. See, let me tell you, it is not the presence or absence of money that gives a nation the sense of patriotism. It is something built in them. There are people, even if they know, see, let me tell you, there are several nations that is doing well and they are not as rich as this nation because there is something built inside of them. All they need is for their life to be in order. They are not interested in that your extra 5 million. Are you getting what I'm saying? I pray the Lord give you understanding. Because you know what? If you are wise and your neighbor is foolish, his foolishness will one day affect you. So don't come and say, I'm wise. Me, I know. No. Everybody need to know. Because one day, if your neighbor is foolish, don't you know? Do you drive? Have you driven a car before? Do you know that if you are driving, you are driving for yourself and for the people around you? Is it not true? Yes. One day you will be driving like a correct citizen. It happened to my father and he had accidents. One man was moving with speed and going to Onitsha. And he drove out around that Ebo side with his bike. For him, I'm not happy with what happened, but I want to teach you something. For him, he feels everybody should see the trap ghetto. Is it not true? Everybody is not seen. So people are not normal. So you have to be normal for yourself and be normal for them. Listen to me. When a man sells his vote for anything at all, it is beyond that you are the enfranchised. You sold your capacity to intercede in the spirit. Listen to me.
And if there is a judgment that is coming, you are saying, I'm a party to the judgment that is on this person. And that is why you can't come out. No matter how much you cry, you can't come out. Because they're saying, Nafaro Deba. Why are you crying? You are crying, but you are part of it. You are crying. Huh? And God is too just for him to intervene in it. Your plenty tears does not shift anything. The realm of the spirit is legalistic. That's why people that understand it, they don't cry too much. They don't complain too much. They operate based on laws. Because they know that if they operate it well, the power to dominate will be handed over to them. You keep being emotional. Keep being emotional. When you hear their language, you will know that these men are operating from a realm. You think it's by being it's by being spiritually intelligent. Are you getting what I'm saying? The question you ask is what counts in the spirit? What counts? What is the power that brings men to dominion? If you understand it, we know that if somebody is willing to collect this from you and give you money, between money and that thing, which is more important? Let's assume all these people that are doing New Day Yahoo. Let's assume somebody came and said, do this thing, do okay, to do all this thing. And I hope you know, there is no young man that did okay that will live more than up to 50 years. It's not possible. You will not even live more than, if you live 10 years, it means you killed a lot to elongate your days. No man, I'm not speaking against them. And if you know the person, especially if you know somebody is in it and you are collecting the money, you are inside, you are part of the people doing the okay, you better remove yourself on time. Hear me now. When the judgment comes, it flows to everybody. All of them have sacrificed their life. The question is, why we set and give you just 50 million or 200 million and collect your life? Between that 200 million and your life, which one is more valuable? Now, some people say, what is the use of this, their life? It is not about their life. Satan is too wicked to just collect one person. He will, through you, collect 20 people before you go. And then leave your family in darkness. That is the problem of many young people in Igbo land, coming from many families. They give blood money. Stop telling me that you don't know what is happening in your family. They kill people. Some of you, if they go into your house, some of those places, Ahaba Ziaba. One of our brothers went home and they were doing some renovation, and somewhere his father hung several things everywhere. They come here and tell me. That's why you need to pray for long. And as you are praying, God will not quickly answer you because there is a justice to be met. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
I know you are not happy with this thing, so let me stop saying. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm a teacher of truth and reality. It's practical. Huh? That is why the Bible says, do you see the way of a righteous man? A wicked man, it will seem as if he's moving well. Watch him. He can never exceed one generation. His heritage will be wiped out. But look at a righteous man. Even if he seems there is nothing that he's showing, watch his generation. Huh? It will be full of life. Blessing. Show me my scripture where we stopped yesterday. The battle of destiny is a hardened battle. Let me tell you, destiny must be seen as warfare. That is the only way we can make progress. Nobody smiles. Are you getting what I'm saying? Nobody smiles to the top, smiles to the place that God ordained for you. Any place you go, they say you are a big man. They see money around you. You are a big man. We see money around you. It has been 10 years since they told you no money. There is something they did not add. Huh? When they tell you, I see a calling over your life. I see you taking the gospel everywhere. Tell them,
Because if half for, I see you where a demon say it will never happen. That's what they did not add. I see you where the demon that collected, what they did not tell you, are not the first person that is called. Are you the first person called in your family? Are you the first? On our pastive. Are you the first person? Imam your pastive. Oh, boarding kanja. As much as you like book and you have read book, you have not read half as what the man has read. And he's still reading. Huh? I go to your case now. Can you go to your case? A sister told me here that a woman told the mother and said, "No, he may work away. So you now I go to your about your house. I go mine." You don't know. The demonic powers. That is why I'm not smiling. Give me holy anger. There is ingredients that needed to be added to your prayer life. Bless me with holy anger. Sometimes if I'm praying, I'm hitting the ground. It's not the ground. I'm wondering why my destiny has not opened. I'm wondering why. I'm hitting it. Anybody that see me, you say you are a great man. Where is it? Oh God. Do you want me to die before you show me? Destiny is warfare, and it's not a warfare of 2 days. It is a long war. Are you getting the point? The more you fight, the more you win. Are you getting the point? I hear win you chair one day. You will be seeing the victory. That is what is in this scripture. Now, there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger. And the house of Saul, what? Waxed weaker and weaker. The more David is stronger, the more Saul is weaker. If David stops, are you getting the point? Saul will stop. So that is the question I ask many people many times that they come and ask them, how far are you willing to go with God? You will be the one to predetermine the junction that you are willing to go. The price you will pay for your destiny is dependent on where you want to stop. Are you getting the point? ONJ open is a bus stop, no ONJ Lagos. Do they prepare the same way? The money you put in your pocket, is it the same thing? The bus that you enter, is it the same thing? The time of the day that you live, is it the same thing? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Including the drivers that are driving you, the one going to Lagos must have more experience. There is the time of the day that you want to go to Lagos, you will not see any bus in this town. Maybe you need to go to Onitsha or to Asaba to see. And many times when you get on them batch up, okay, on them batch up. Ebru believe is in Goma. If you enter people that, because are you getting what I'm saying? Where are you going to? How far are you willing to fight? When I hear people, when they talk about the things that is facing them, they are talking as if they are defeated, talking as if they are getting tired, talking as if they have already fought too long. They have already. I pray for you. May God bless you with more brutality in the name of Jesus. I will not agree. Chineke agosim with ekwekwe. Jide ma happier. Huh? Ojebi. Jide like this. Ma happier. Ekwechili mu. Ekwechili. If Satan comes to you. Ekwechili. Ekwechili ama hoka isi. Fado. It is either it works or we die in it. We die. I cannot come out and say that we tried.
ebote na funwa na ebere ni ebe na ibe kwere ebere oga ebecho fire.
So even I actually call, listen. So what you are trying to tell us is that you actually pray that nothing happens. You want to convince me against prayer.
Listen, perpetual. You need to pray till your generation will be convinced that prayer works.
The onus is on you to prove the power of prayer, to prove the necessity of prayer, to prove the ultimacy of prayer. You have to adjust your life for a long time contention to take back from Satan all he has stolen from you. You need to be willing to go all the length, all the length. Sometimes you need to be consistent for 3 months non-stop for you to see small light. And Satan knows that you can't survive 3 days night vigil. He knows you. He knows you that once you leave this tent, you start struggling. Before you know it, your prayer life, you start struggling. You will be watching us online. You are up, you are down. Start struggling. And he knows that in that life of inconsistency, he can perpetuate his agenda for the next 10 years. Huh? He's willing. Sometimes you get angry, wake up in the night and pray, do 6 hours. And then I call you, say, I even did 6 hours. It's not that 1 6 hours. Satan has adjusted himself to the collateral damage of you doing 6 hours night vigil. Huh? His fear is when you start waking up every day to do it. I said, "Jem kusi kwa mwana, ne tu osi every day. No, you may be kola ife. Oh, you may be la ife. Oh, you may be la ife. Chwani ya kono kusi ya. Habya kwa banyo ona you are in the night. Sometimes you wake up and you are very tired. It happens to me. You are tired. You say, let me sleep. Let me. I said, I have a covenant with God that I cannot break. Quick, give me Holy Ghost that I can call upon your name. Endue me with power. Let my mortal body respond to your energy. I stand up by the Holy Ghost. If he refuses, Sai who, start moving around. Sai who, sit in a bed. Be near a bed. The guy who on you. Your bed is your enemy on the day of warfare. Stand up from that place. Stand up. Move around. How can somebody wake up and you tell the person that Satan wants to kill him? He woke up and now sat back on the bed, on a sofa. Sat back on him. You told him that Satan is about to kill him. He ready to be like, did as if he is angry then. Oh, Odinu Okona Mamba so. Ima sofa na adina palon, ha? Get look here. Jewel. Would you want Bumma? Jewel, yeah. If I'm not where I have called, oh, my life. Jewel. I woke up in the night and tapped him and said, Bro, I'm not sure you can survive this journey, bro. Ego. His power is not in the fact that what he did is powerful, but his power is in the fact that he is trusting that you are not angry enough. You are not angry enough to be free. The day you become angry enough, he will start shaking. Or you will become the reason why he busy too much. Have they not told you something like that? Wonke madia no na ugo na wonke madia na fa na na wana muonso na fa na na wana muonso ki eji chubu muojo genti kangba eji o na fa na na wana muonso a chubu muojo no na 50 years ina gwa o nekuru akupe o nekuru akupe ibejo. When you finish, now and then I want to want some more days, so you say amen. Yeah. Holy God! Holy God! Holy God! Say after me, these 50 days is for me. Say after me, these 50 days is for my family.
pray in tongues for 1 minute.
If you are serious, you will pray. There are moments in the spirit, a man that their eyes is open, they take advantage of it. This is a moment.
Oh, mighty name.
You can be seated. Genesis chapter 27. Let's start from verse 32. But they say amen.
Amen.
Okay, what? And Isaac, his father, said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. Watch. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And have eaten of all before thy chemist, and bless him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. This is serious. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. Next verse. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. Next verse. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? The man is asking for reserve, even if it's reserved. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I? This. There are two things that Jacob received here. But maybe for another day we'll discuss it. I think I've taught it a few times here. There's what we call the blessing of the blesser. And only one man carries it in a generation. There are several other things that you can carry, but the blessing of the blesser is held in the custody of one man. The rest of the people can be blessed, can do many other things, but there is what we call the blessing of the blesser. Have I not taught it? Good. Please, on our WhatsApp group, have the blessing of the blesser. It is a critical thing. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? Next verse. And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. It's obvious that the father likes Esau and the mother likes Jacob. That's another lesson. Make your mother like you. Verse 40. Because if your mother likes you, your mother even knows what your father likes, that is, your father is not aware of. Verse 40. Okay, verse 39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Next verse. And thy sword shall, and by thy sword shall thou what? Live, and shall serve thy brother. Imagine this kind of blessing. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Now this is where I'm going, but I want to read it from another translation. Now, and it shall come to pass, when thou shalt break loose. Okay, another translation. But when you grow up, somebody say restless. Restless is a good one. Do you have another translation? Somebody say, yet when you rebel.
Yes, when you rebel.
I didn't hear you. Say after me, yet when you rebel.
Yes, when you rebel.
Listen to this scripture. The man, Jacob, this one is not blessing him. Listen, this one is telling him now, he's not blessing. If you read that place where he is granting him spiritual intelligence. Are you getting the point? He is telling him what he has known from the experience he gathered in his journeys in the spirit. That even though, I'm telling you, a woman that taught my mother priesthood intelligence many years ago, I think I've told you people, came and told my mother that even if God's hand is like this, you know, like this is blessing, eh? That you can turn it like this. But I thought they sang a song. Have you heard of that song? Was gonna be, gonna be. Have you not heard of it? What girls must come down was gonna be. Is in the movies. It's in the movies. This song that I sang now is where? In the movies. It's in the movies. In reality, what's gonna be no, is not gonna be. The only thing that is gonna be is what you insist on. Many of you wanted to be medical doctors. Many of you wanted to be pilots. Many things you wanted to be. Afregeji nene jambo first da ni jaoko. It's what you insist on that is gonna be. It's not what's gonna be, who is gonna be. There are many things. As you have plans for yourself, what you didn't know is that Satan also have plans. And if you are not careful, what Satan plan will happen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want another translation. There is one that says when you get angry. If you have that translation, read it for me. If you have that translation, just raise your hand. Please. Check now. Check. Check your translations. Check. 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 Okay. You submitted your phone when you went to missions. Oh my God. Who has something like that? I need this. It will help me. I've forgotten the translation, actually. Huh? There is a translation that said, when you get angry. The reason why I'm saying this thing is because there is a control that will break off your life when you gain sufficient anger. This man is suggesting from spiritual intelligence that the reason why certain things is still existing in your life is because you are not angry enough. Are you getting the point? That when you get angry enough, they will stop. Imagine a man said something will be like this, but if you get angry enough, you can break off from what he... Are you getting it? He said, this is how this thing is supposed to be. But you can break off if you get angry enough. There are laws in the spirit. How many of you have heard of the law? What the Moabite king operated? When the wall of Jericho was brought down, the man that brought it down said, am I correct? Wall of Jericho, right?
Yes.
The man that brought it down said, anybody that tries to build this city again will lay the foundation with his first son and use his last son to put the coach. A man entered the spirit. I'm not sure the man that built that thing heard it from the mouth of the one that brought that thing down. I'm not sure he's an Israelite. But these guys, they pursue spiritual intelligence. And maybe from their intelligence in the spirit, they gathered that the only way you have to do this is to pay this great sacrifice. So many times when God brings you here and he's bringing you to the point of paying great sacrifice, you will wonder whether it is not too much. Are you getting the point? There is a justice that needs to be met in the spirit. And they told that man that the person that we... The day somebody tries to address this foundation, he has to put his first son in it. The day somebody tries to address this covering, this roof, he has to put his last son. A man actually entered the spirit, got that spiritual intelligence, and actually did it. Listen, God spoke by the mouth of a prophet. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yet somebody went and unearthed. There are intelligences in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Don't come and tell me that this thing is too hard, that there is no way out. There is nothing that there is no way out. There is always intelligence. There is always something to do to break out, to break out.
A prophet told the children of Israel that when they go to this warfare, that they are going to win and defeat the enemy. Bring him hands down. Guess what? When they went to that warfare, they were winning that country. The man took his first son, went to the pillar, the big place of that contention, killed his son. When the children of Israel saw it, including God himself, the Bible said that there is indignation. I don't know whether it is the children of Israel that suffered indignation or God or whoever. What we knew at the end is that the children of Israel turned back. That is how the man won the war. Hey, you are not willing to sacrifice well. When you are willing to sacrifice, there is nothing that cannot bend. There is nothing that cannot bend. There is nothing that cannot bend to the anger, the brutality, the holy rebellion that is in your soul against all the darkness that has perpetuated for too long. When Satan sees the pungency of your anger, that is even what he's afraid of. There are people that they pray, but there is listlessness in their prayer. They are just it's not the sound that I'm talking about. There is something that can come from your soul, and sometimes when you come, the sound will stop. It is just the pain in your soul. As you are doing it, tears is coming out, because the tears at this level is a currency in the spirit. You are groaning deep. People will be passing, you don't know them. Suddenly, in the midst of your groaning, you'll be carried into the spirit. And people will still think you are praying, but you are standing. Suddenly you'll be brought to the place in the spirit where they made the sacrifice that is holding you bound. You will say, I lose.
I war. I will not come out.
Listen to me. Sometimes you will be in the dream of the night, and you are about to win the warfare, and Satan is trying to take you out of that dream. It has happened to you. You are almost winning. Something is waking you up. If they wake you up, tell them I'm going back. I cannot wake up from this dream without winning. No. It has happened to some of you. When you are about to win in that dream, in the warfare of the dream, Satan will now wake you up. You will now wake up and they postpone the warfare. No. When you wake me up, I say, in the name of Jesus, sleep back. You are going to continue. I am not talking about what is here. Listen to me. Some of you are going to dream this night. Huh? When you dream, they will take you to that. Don't wake up until you win. All this thing, listen to me, there are some of you, all your dream, half warfare, half. In halfway, half warfare. When you fight halfway, you stop fight. There is nothing, you have not finished anyone. You are going back. Pray for 30 seconds. I'm going back. I will finish it. I'm gonna go.
me to finish this work. I'm coming. You finish it. I am a servant of the Lord. I am good. In this season, we must finish this work.
That book of Second Samuel. If you don't pray, Satan will finish you. Listen. So the first character of the long war. What's the first character? Huh? It is a contest of strength. What's the second one? Huh? It is a contest of displacement. The third one is that it is a transgenerational contention. If you check this long wall here, that is in this, show me now. Aye. If you check this long wall here, that is in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1, the scripture said, now there was a long wall between the house of Saul and the house of David. As of this time, Saul is no more the king. But the war continued. As a matter of fact, many generals in these two camps has given their life on the basis of this contention. It was on the basis of the contention of the war, the long war. Huh? Some of the things you think you are passing through. One day when you cry well, your mother will tell you that she was the first person. One day, if your father wants to tell you the truth, he will tell you that he is the first. He's a long war. He's transgenerational. If you check this thing well, there is a man called Asahel. He put his head in this war. Is it not true? There is a man called Abner. He put his head in this warfare. Joab was there. There are several people that put their head in this contention between these two families. Huh? In fact, this contention started, the first person that put his head there is a man like Jonathan. Because even though Jonathan liked David, when he became a warfare of family, Jonathan took side with his family. But he loved David though. I'm trying to tell you that. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, this warfare is not personal. When Jonathan rose up against his father Saul called him and said, look at you. You are being friend with Jonathan. You are not wise. You should be wise. You are being friend with David, rather. You should be wise.
Because if you don't do something about this guy called David, he will come and sit on your throne. That what I'm fighting for is for you to sit on this throne. That's what I'm fighting for. That's what Saul said. You are not wise. You are making him faint. You should find a way for him to be your enemy. That is why there are some people, they can never be your friend. You try everything for you to be friends, they cannot. Do you know why? There is a transgenerational contention. They have been fed with an information such that it looks like where you are sitting is where they are supposed to sit. And they feel as if they become your friends, it will mean, are you getting what I'm saying? It will mean that they have relinquished the contention. So even they have not found anything against you personally, they will continue to contend because there are families in contest. As I will show you, the fifth point here is that the long war is a context of thrones and dominion. It is not personal. It's not personal. Are you getting the point? It's about who will be in charge. Echika, even Uziena, Uziena in charge. That's why. Because if this happened, you will be in charge. They will not do anything without consulting you. You are now in charge. So you see what they are contesting for. What they are contesting for is, what Satan is contesting for is not for you to have money or not have money, to marry or not marry, to have children or not have children, to be for your ministry to grow or not. That's not the real contention. The contention is a battle of thrones. It's a battle of dominion. Are you getting it? And it's transgenerational. It has been traveling. And they are wondering, how can somebody come from this lineage? If we allow this person to be king, it means that this lineage has been robbed. You need to understand the oppressions of the spirit and know that you are just another player in the game. The game started long before you. Are you getting what I'm saying? The game is an old game. But in this generation, you are the one playing. Huh? I was watching one video clip. The name of the video clip is Pele Did It First. I don't know how many of you have seen it. So, Pele is the acclaimed greatest footballer that has played. So, you know, several people now that play football in the last generation, maybe 2 to 3 decades of football, there are skills that we say they invented. They showed video and said, this one that they are saying is their skill, that Pele did it first. Huh? This one that you turn like this, they showed somebody that turned it. Iniesta, they now showed Pele did it first, 1980-something. This one that they do overhead, they said Pele did it first, 1970-something. This one they do like this, they say it's Ronaldo, Pele did it first, 1980-something. They showed all the skills that they do now, and they showed that Pele has done it long ago. Okay, there is always a Pele in your family that has done it first. You are just another new player in the game. The game is not a new one. It's a transgenerational contention. That is why you cannot be fighting amiss. You need to understand how the realm is shaped. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What defeated the last players? Keifa Valuelu so much. Huh? The former generation justice. Keifa Valuelu so much. This thing. Don't worry, it will serve. Can if how about we lose so much? How about it? They played now. Your own. Have a leg over. Imam. Jeju and Paul. Ask him. Go and ask where. They did dribble. When they wanted to score by Jeyoko. The reason why they broke his leg is that as you are rising, when you see the leg that is broken,
you will not try to play football again. Until no one has a ball na bone now, but Jinioko. That's why many of us ran away from ministry. That's why. Only basketball the game, how about Jinioko? They don't break a leg. Satan is wicked. But there is a way out. And that's why God is granting you spiritual intelligence. Many years ago, about 10 years ago, you know what I did? I went and sat down. I started writing everything that is I have seen by observation that is wrong with my family, that is wrong with my father, wrong with the people around him. When I finished, the ones I know, and I started praying to the Holy Spirit, show me the ones I don't know. Show me. 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 As they were coming out, I was handling them. Some of them, it took 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. Some of them, 10 years. All kinds of things. Some of them, 5 years. One day I prayed for long months. I told God, you see, Chineke, if you na sem bia nne mu bia bidu ministry, ma baka. Asimu no ten na mmanti anointing is not enough. I know where I'm going. Ah, ni boki. If I, see, let me tell you, let's accept it. There are three gods that the Igbo nation worship. One of it is called Mammon. They can do anything for money. Is it not true? No matter the calling you have in this land, they don't believe your calling until you have money. Until you have money without corrupting yourself, that's when they believe your true calling. Every day I will be under the tree. From morning till evening, I'll be saying, oh God, don't allow me to be ashamed. I cannot go back. Do something. Give me an encounter. There is a primary school I used to go. I would go there, sleep on the bed floor like this. I'll be crying. I'll be do something. I don't want to deceive myself. I can't deceive myself that all I need is anointing. I've seen more anointed people till today. But there are things that speak stronger than you think the reason why things are happening for us is that somebody fell on the ground. You are joking. That's not why. There are spiritual things, realities that we carry, compelling enough to draw men from everywhere. Somebody is from USA and is sitting here at Nnewu. When you start, you will know what it means. Mmadu Isi come all the way from US and sit down in this village. Prayed for 50 days and we stay till prayer and prophetic conference. Don't worry. We be the man of Ijena. Despa. Ijena Abana. Because there are several things you will not understand until you test a little of the water. Test a little of it. You can continue to say that somebody is like, it's easy. You know, when I start, I will do like this. Start. When Satan brutalizes you, you will find out that some of us did ministry. Every day I come here sick for almost 2 years. Oh, what have we not seen? As Satan is fighting, I said, me, Satan, I will outlast you. And I have to play my part in time to make sure that the things that is captured in the spirit manifest. What are you willing to do? How far are you willing to go? You need to determine now. Whatever be the obstacle, I will ride the waves.
I will ride the waves.
I will come to the high place of destiny. That's why we are going deep in prayer. You think this one praying is the, some of this pursuit that young people are pursuing? You say, Apostle, I like you, carry power, Apostle. You think that's why I'm praying? I have
seen greater than that.
And that's why I want my roots to go deep into the fountains of eternity. When you search for me, you can't find me. You can't find me, you won't. You can't. Somebody pray for 1 minute. The rules of engagement. They said in warfare there is rules of engagement. There are things you don't do. If somebody is not carrying gun, you should not shoot him. It is not long war. Listen to me. Another character of the long war is that there is everything is fair and square. Everything you do, there is nothing like Satan will come when you are even unprepared. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? When they killed Abner, Joab came as if he wants to kiss the guy. Is it not true?
Yes.
And stabbed him. Came as if he wants to. See. There is no fairness in this long war. Everything is fair and square. When I learned it, I didn't wait for Satan to plan for me. I started planning for Satan too. Several people inside said, God, reveal the plan of Satan against me. Reveal it. We deal with the plan of Satan. Reveal his plan. No. More and we have a plan. It is not only Satan that has plan. And several times, somebody will say, this thing I'm saying is, you know, I'm telling you, if you are facing the things, you have to have plans for Satan. Several times, the problem of Satan is that he doesn't even know my plan. He doesn't know it. Anyway, my plans are not many. Number one plan that I have this year is, if I may be better now. The way I go short prayer this year, prayer consume me. Hey, Jasper. Mpegide prawo na me fele fele. Mpegide prawo na me disappear, can disappear. Hey, bulldozer. Mpegide prawo na ma to onu na. I don't want to know. Me lu ebere kan ni. Where can you swear na man? I heard a story about Apostle Ayo Babalola. They said the man ate a yam. I've been praying for many years and asking God, define to me the meaning of this yam. What kind of yam makes a man, after eating it, he stand like this, praying, his leg will grow into the ground. Eh? somebody stands and blows into the rock. A mortar.
These men are, they are not your fellow kind of men. These men are gods amongst men. They are gods amongst men. I don't want to live a carnal life. I don't want to live a weak life. I don't want to live a life of complaint. All the time I'm going up and down complaining from one person to another. I will sit down, see God till he comes. I want to be mighty in God. I want to be reckoned with them that held the pillars that suspend the earth. We held it until we became one with the pillars. Listen to me. I read the book of Revelation and the scripture said that there are 12 pillars that is holding the gate of the eternal city. And that gate, listen, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The eternal city has three distinct things that is part of its fundamental construction. It has 12 sides, it has, I will call it four sides, but each of the four sides has three gates each. Follow me. Are you with me? So the first distinct thing is the gates. The second distinct thing is the pillars. The third distinct thing is the foundation. Do you know what they said? They said that the apostles of the Lamb each represent one gate. I said, what is this? What is this? Where do men enter until they become a gate in the eternal city? They are not men, they are immortals. Guess what? They started from this earth. I found out there is a portal between earth and eternity. There is a way a man walks with God, like Enoch, and he is no more. When he enters the realm, he finds himself as a pillar in that. I don't want to be no man. Use me or I die. My life is not useful outside of God using me. Listen to me. My target is not to do ministry. I'm not a ministry, pastor, ministry. That's not why I'm here. Use me, oh God. Use me. Because I know you can be in ministry and God is not using you.
Yes, sir.
But God cannot use you on earth and suddenly abandon you in heaven.
Yes.
He cannot use you in this age and abandon you in the age to come. God doesn't have new plans. His plans in the age to come is in the men that he used in this age. Is it not for Sidney G. Elton? He stood on the sands of Elijah and he said he's coming back. He's coming back to India. Who are these men? Who are they? When will you stand on your family and say, today I'm in charge? Today a son is born. Listen to me. Stop running away from Satan. That's why you need to come here so that you gather momentum, gather strength, gather stature in the spirit. One day you will stand in your family. You will stand. See, listen to me. The word son encapsulates both male and female. The Bible said that God created man. What? Male and female. What? Made he them. So a lady can stand and burrow into eternity. The scripture recorded them in the book of Hebrews. He said, women, receive their dead back to life. Woman, stop complaining. Some of them operated without the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. And they receive their dead back to life. When you pray, something is happening to you. You are entering into dimensions that nobody have entered. That is why the resistance is strong. When you check in the spirit, you will find out that the labors that you are entering into is not no more your personal labors. There are several things that is running in your family is dependent on you. Your mother depends on you. Your brother depends on you. Everybody depends on you. You carry them.
the one carrying her yet, but it doesn't matter. I carry you. Call the names of the members of your family. Call them. Chidebere, I carry you. Ima, I carry you. I carry you. Call their names. Call the name of your mother. Call the name of your father. I carry you. Call the name of your family. I carry you. We are going to journey in the might of the Holy Ghost into the levels of a family, into the levels of the eternity, into the levels of a generation. There is grace, and we enter. We enter into the grace of the level. Pray for 1 minute. Something is happening. Pray for 1 minute. Something is happening. Pray for 1 minute. Something is happening. Pray for 1 minute. My God. Carry them now. Just carry them. My God. Hey, Perpetua, carry them now. Carry them. Call them by name. I carry you. Oh my God. I pity. What? Papa. It's a day. Palace. Godly. 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 Carry somebody. Carry somebody. God will carry somebody. Oh my God. Caleb, carry somebody. Become money. Don't pray, my friend. You are looking for who to touch. Don't miss your moment, oh. If you miss your moment, oh, you start complaining. Some people don't know how to take advantage of moments in the spirit. Don't fight fair, fight to win. Joshua, don't fight fair. Fight to win. When you win, even if the church is good, we will go to win. We will go to fight. Same church, good.
Pray more, pray more. The Lord has made you a priest unto your family. And by your sacrifices, a generation will be saved. In Jesus' mighty name. So, listen. Our morning sessions ended today for this week. And from Monday we'll have special sessions, establishment session. And my friend and my brother, Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi, is coming down from the city of Lagos to throw in his measure for 3 days. So get ready. And we'll be doing morning and he'll be taking morning and evening session for the 3 days for Monday. So come and be blessed for Monday. So you can give your seeds and offering. So the account details are displayed on the screen. You are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Keep the account details. Leave this one. Okay, our land and building project, we are already on. We solicit help. We know that God is touching the heart of people and they are responding gradually. But we know that very soon it will blow. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.
But believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edude Chukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.